Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, this is English in the News. I'm Jian Li. As the World Cup is going on right now, I'm going to talk about move the goal posts today. Goal posts. Post 是柱子 ,goal 是本来的意思是目标，但是你假如用在球类的运动，例如足球 World Cup 就是足球，或是冰球 Ice Hockey, 或是美式足球 American Football, 凡是这种球类运动会用到球门的，它就会有两根柱子，球门会有两根柱子，那个柱子就叫做 goal posts. To move the goal posts means to unfairly change the rules or conditions of a procedure during its course.所以你可以想象你在球赛的时候忽然有人把那个球门搬起来然后咚咚咚的换了一个位置这当然会让所有的人都非常错愕让所有在场的足球员都不知道原先熟悉的球门怎么会忽然换了一个地方简直不知道要怎么踢球了这是 to move the goal posts 因为 goal 这个字在足球里面你讲 score a goal 意思就是进了一球得了一分就 score a goal 在足球里面 goal 可以当进球的意思但在商业上它是当目标的意思所以当你 move the goal posts 就是你忽然改变了目标在商业上、通常是指、我们要达到某一个赚钱的目标达到某一个营业的目标然后呢当你达到之后老板忽然把他的这个目标又往上提高这当然会让大家都很觉得 frustrated 所以呢在中文里面我们有的时候会把它翻译成朝令夕改意思就是你才说了一个规则是如何但是忽然之间你就把它改变了有时候也翻译成改变规则
We have two examples here. The first one, I can't believe the sales target has been changed again.
这里的 sales target 就是指销售目标或是销售额，居然又改变了。
Neither can I. It's totally unfair. They keep moving the goalposts.
B 的回答就说我也不敢相信真的会有这样子一回事他们忽然改变了规则这样子是非常不公平的 It's totally unfair
Number two Many companies have in recent years moved the goalposts so that those who used to qualify for their jobs no longer do so and have to quit
这是在讲公司的政策有所改变原先他的资格或者是讲他的学历他的经历都是合格的做这个工作都没有问题的但是因为公司改变了规则之后原先合格的人忽然变成不合格了所以这有点是故意刁难逼迫了很多人不得不辞职这个叫做 move the goalposts它通常的用法都是讲话的人对这样子的改变不满或者是一种负面的感觉这个时候会用这个片语朝令夕改就跟中文朝令夕改也有负面的意思一样的
How is this phrase used in English news? Let's take a look at two examples. The first one is from Reader's Digest and it's very recent. It says five signs your body is telling you to address your knee pain.Okay, this is obviously an article talking about how to care for yourself, about your health, and it says that five signs your body is telling you to address your knee pain. And so for those people who are suffering from knee pain, that you should pay attention to five signs. And so in this article, you should be able to see the five signs that you should pay attention to.
People experiencing knee pain often will start making deals with themselves as they are reluctant to address their knee pain.
Deals like, I will speak to a doctor once I am unable to play tennis anymore.Unfortunately, for those experiencing knee pain, they often keep moving their personal goalposts, causing treatment to be delayed until the pain is too severe.
这篇报道说有膝盖痛的或者是有这种慢性病的人他经常会跟自己说他因为他不愿意面对问题所以他就跟自己妥协他告诉自己我等到没有办法打网球的时候我就会去看医生了
但是很不幸的是，这些膝盖痛的人经常改变规则，他不能打网球了，他就说，哦，那我不能游泳的时候再去看医生好了，或者是呢，我不能跳高的时候再去看医生，这样子一直拖延，使得他的膝盖痛的状况越来越严重，那在治疗起来当然也越来越棘手，他这里就用了这个片语，说， unfortunately, for those experiencing knee pain, they often keep moving their personal goalposts, causing treatment to be delayed. 他们经常把自己定的规则给改变了，所以他这里用 often keep moving their personal goalposts. The second example is from BBC Reports, and it's from last year. Dyson, the engineering company best known for its vacuum cleaners and fans, plans to spend 2 billion sterling pounds developing a radical electric car. The battery-powered vehicle is due to be launched in 2020. Dyson says 400 staff have been working on the secret project for the past 2 years at its headquarters in Malmesbury, Wiltshire. However, the car does not yet exist, with no prototype built, and a factory site is yet to be chosen. Tesla was able to build a new car brand from scratch, but only by producing a design which effectively moved the goalposts and changed people's expectations of what an electric car could provide. If Dyson wants to play with the big boys, it may have to pull off a similar trick. 这里在讲戴森这家做吸尘器非常有名的英国公司，他呢，他宣布他在去年九月的时候宣布他准备要来做电动车，他希望进入电动车这个领域。虽然说他已经有400个员工在进行这个秘密计划，已经进行了两年了，在戴森的英国的总部已经工作两年，但是呢，到目前为止都还没有看到这个车，连他的 prototype 就是连这个电动车的原型都还没有出现，并且也还没有看到制造这种车的工厂，连地点都还没有选定。 然后这篇报道里面讲，跟这个Tesla相比，Tesla当然是美国做电动车最大的厂商，他的这一段就讲， Tesla was able to build a new car brand from scratch. If you build something from scratch, that means you build it from the very beginning. Tesla 是从头开始来建立他们的这个新品牌，来建造这个电动车， but only by producing a design which effectively moved the goalposts and changed people's expectations. Tesla 是怎么做到的呢？他所创造的设计几乎改变了整个规则，他所创造的电动车 改变了整个电动车业内的规则， and changed people's expectations of what an electric car could provide， 并且也改变了人们对电动车的期望。所以在这个地方， effectively move the goalpost， 这是一个正面的用法，它改善了所有的电动车原先的规格。最后一句说， if Dyson wants to play with the big boys， it may have to pull off a similar trick. Now the trick here meaning to move the goalposts and change people's expectations. 现在已经有Tesla这么好的模范在前面了，那要是Dyson也要推出电动车呢，那他至少他得用同样的这样子计策，这种计谋，也就是他必须创造出更好的电动车来，这个是 move the goalposts 在新闻里面的用法。 Of course, you can find both the scripts for this English in the News in English and Chinese on our website. You can look under ICRT News and you will find news blog. And there will be sound as well, the sound of me explaining how to use move the goalposts in English news. And let's hope that during the World Cup games, they are not going to move the goalposts anytime soon. So thank you very much for tuning in to ICRT's podcast. This is Jane Lee.